107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Are you keeping warm these days, Sydney? My goodness.
I know. It is certainly chilly outside, and I have a great warm and hearty dish this week just for the cold weather.
We're going to warm up. What's our recipe of the week, Sydney?
Yeah, so this week's recipe is eggplant parmesan. It's a weeknight friendly variation on a classic, which saves time by using the oven as opposed to frying. It skips the breading step and also uses jarred pasta sauce instead of making it from scratch.
Okay, now I know there are definitely some fans of eggplant for sure, and especially eggplant dishes. Okay, Sydney, take it away.
Absolutely. So to start, preheat your oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit, then thinly slice two small eggplants crosswise into quarter-inch rounds. Arrange those in a single layer on two parchment paper-lined baking sheets, brushing both sides of your eggplant with olive oil and salt. Then bake on the top and third racks of your oven for 30 minutes, switching your top and bottom sheet halfway through. Then add a thin layer of pasta sauce to the bottom of a baking dish. Cover that evenly with one-third of your roasted eggplant, sprinkle some shredded mozzarella and another layer of tomato sauce, and then repeat that so that there's three even layers. Sprinkle your top layer with parmesan and cook covered for 10 minutes. Then switch your oven to broil for an additional 3 to 5 minutes at the end to get that nice bubbly golden brown cheese on top. And finally, add to that classic crunch that we typically expect from this dish. So you're going to mix a quarter cup of panko breadcrumbs with 1 tablespoon of margarine in a frying pan until your panko crumbs are golden, and sprinkle that over your dish after you pull it out of the oven.
It sounds like nice warm comfort food for these winter months, says Sydney. We'll have that recipe, of course, available on our website, mystratfordnow.com, and on our Facebook page and Twitter. What does eggplant bring to something like this? Eggplant sometimes gets forgotten about. What does kind of eggplant bring to something like this?
Absolutely. You know what? Eggplant is one of those vegetables that I agree, Jamie. I think it often gets forgotten about, but it is very high in fiber, which is really great for our digestive system and also great for managing our blood sugar levels as well. So for any people who perhaps might have diabetes out there, this could be a really great weeknight option for you.
Great options, again, with the recipe of the week with Sydney Brennan. Now, Sydney, as we head into next week, I guess more good news. Of course, you're always available as a nutrition counselor, and now you'll be back to in-person at Zehrs.
Yes, exactly. So I have been working from home the last few weeks with the restrictions, but thankfully I will be back in the store again. So if you're in the Zehrs Stratford store, feel free to pop by and say hi. My office is located just across from the self-checkout.
Oh my goodness, Sydney, the kittens will miss you.
I know. I'm going to have to maybe get them some extra toys to keep them entertained throughout the day.
And, of course, you can check out Sydney on Facebook, Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs. And, Sydney, you've got a great post just recently, especially for someone like me looking for a refreshing afternoon pick-me-up. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I made a post recently about infused water. So if you find that you struggle with water intake, or maybe you don't love the taste of plain water, an easy thing you can do is to put some sliced up fruit or even herbs like mint or basil into a pitcher of water. And that way it's ready for you to go throughout the day, and kind of mixes things up a little bit.
Sounds good. Again, we've got details with mystratfordnow.com. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Sydney, if they want to get in touch, what's the best way? How can people reach out to you?
Absolutely. So you can find my contact information on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs. Or you can also find my contact information on Google by searching Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs Stratford.
And of course, drop by the Zehrs Stratford grocery store and say hi to Sydney. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks for this, Sydney, and stay warm this weekend.
Thanks so much, Jamie. You too.
Make sure the kittens stay warm.